Good morning. You're so quiet. Let's try again. Good morning. You guys, just for a minute there, sounded a little like that section over there. When I walked by, I noticed they were not singing at all. So, those are the true Lutherans over there. They're not singing. Yeah. That can happen. So I want to tell you a story. You guys ready? Are you ready for a story? You have to listen. Okay, because that's how stories work. Okay? Right? Yeah. Story time. A long, long, long time ago, even before I was born, the people of God in Israel were slaves in Egypt. And they had to make bricks and build things and go to bed early and get up early, and it was terrible. And one day this fellow named Moses, you ever heard of Moses?
Yes, he's the baby who got hid by his mom.
He's the baby who got hid by his mom in a basket, sent up a river, often happens. And then eventually Moses came to set his people free, and he led them out of Egypt, out of slavery, into the promised land, out into the wilderness. All of them, thousands and thousands of them, walked out of Egypt, out into the desert, and they were free for the first time. Now there's just one little problem. If you take a whole bunch of people out into the desert, away from the stores where they can buy wonderful things like food, figs, and water, and watermelon, and shave ice, and all of it. What happens? What happens if you take all those people out into the desert? Pretty soon they start going, Moses, Moses, we're hungry. Moses, we're hungry and we want something to eat. Moses is looking at all those thousands of people and they're complaining and they're looking back to Egypt where they came from, where there were shave ice stores and all kinds of good things and figs. They had to work really hard and it was terrible, but at least they got to eat. And they thought, why have you taken us all the way out here into the deserts? We're, let's practice it together, hungry. Let's hear you say it. We're hungry. Oh, you guys can whine better than that. Just pretend your folks have said we're going to go to church, right? And you go, I don't want to go to church. So, we're hungry. Let's hear it.
We're hungry.
You guys whine for me because I know you're good at it. We're hungry. So, you know what God did? It's one in every congregation. And so God said, Moses said to God, God, what are we going to do? The people are hungry. And God said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take care of it. In the morning, but it's going to be a test, right? In the morning, I will feed them. And so you know what God did? God did what? Yeah. They woke up in the morning and there was like a dew over everything. There was a dew is like little bits of water, right? All of everything. And when the fog lifted up, you know what? There was almost like frost on the ground. Well, you probably don't. Some of you who've been in Hawaii your whole life, you don't know from frost. Frost is like little bits of ice that coat the ground, okay? And God said, this is what I'm going to feed you. And they would go out and they would scrape the frost up and they would eat it. And it didn't taste great. Don't we? I think that's what they said. Ew. But they just scraped it up and they ate it. And you know what? It was called manna. Can you say manna? It came down from heaven. It was the bread from heaven. Manna. You know what mana means in Hebrew? What's that? That's what it means. It really does. Mana just means, what is it? Because that's the first thing people asked. We have a casserole at home we call mana. My mother used to make a casserole called mana, and we would say, what is it? And just like God, she said, shut up and eat it. That's how it worked. So God sat down and fed the people. It was wonderful. God fed everyone and gave them just enough to eat. Well, we have a kind of manna here that you're going to have every Sunday. Now, it doesn't literally come down and we don't scrape it off the ground. That'd be kind of gross. But are you ready to see what the manna looks like? In this church, it looks a little different every week. But this week, trust me, I smelled this being baked and it really is bread from heaven. I had to put it right into the freezer so I wouldn't eat it. This bread from heaven, it's a little different because the bread from heaven we get now is bread that we call Jesus. Remember, when we give this bread out, we say this is the
body.
It's the body of Christ, and it's given for
you.
Just like God sent down manna from heaven to be a gift for the people who were hungry in Israel as they left out in the wilderness in Egypt, so God still feeds us in a kind of amazing way. God gives us bread, which is God's forgiveness and God's love. It's a wonderful, wonderful gift. And we don't have to ask, well, what is it? Because we know it's bread that we know is Christ. So this is God's new manna for you. And it's your gift.
Cracker.
Or sometimes it does look like a cracker. No. This is the communion cracker, which is gluten-free. This is Jesus on a diet. We'll not be messing with that. So remember, manna is still raining from heaven, and it's a gift for you. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.